Clayface has turned himself into a giant Oscar statue. Can Batman beat this Oscar wiener? Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I am your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 63rd episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Mudslide. Original air date, September 15, 1993. The title card is one of those smile now, cry later masks, but it's only the sad one and it's giving off a shadow of Clayface, and it looks very eerie and awesome. We start off at a building where there are two security guards. One of them goes to check on the parking lot. And they don't give them names, so one is old and one is young. We'll put it that way. The old security guard goes to check the parking lot. He tells the young one that he's going to be right back. And he goes outside and we see a twin of the old guard. He goes back inside and he startles the young guard. And he tells him he forgot to check Mr. Tarnauer's office, which we are to assume is the owner of the building, seeing how that is the name on the front of the building. The old guard takes the elevator up, and the young guy notices through the cameras that the old guard is still outside. Too bad they don't have radios, so he could ask him that he just saw him go up the elevator, so what's he doing outside? The young guard pulls the silent alarm. We cut to Batman in the Batmobile telling Alfred it's a slow night and he will be home early. At that moment, the Batmobile picks up a silent alarm and Batman tells Alfred not to wait up. We get a funny visual joke here as Alfred tells Batman that his goose is cooked. And then we cut to dinner being served, which is a cooked goose. It's pretty funny. Batman heads to the tower. Inside, we see the guard who went upstairs, the old guard, breaking into a safe. The young guard surprises him and points a gun at him. The old guard is hiding, well, not really hiding. So he's opening the safe, which is behind a painting of a man with a suit and a mustache. He looks like the Monopoly guy. And then the mustache guy appears from behind the painting, dressed in a tuxedo, just like the portrait. And the guard doesn't find this weird. So does the building owner always wear a tuxedo instead of a suit? Mr. Tarnauer, which we are to assume is him, tells the guard to go downstairs and guard the door. But the guard wonders why Tarnauer doesn't have his accent. And also, isn't he supposed to be in Hawaii? At that point, a lump of clay smacks the young guard in the face and we see Tarnauer begin to melt. Batman shows up and the guard, who is now free, tells Batman he caught a thief. Batman checks and he is attacked by a giant mace from behind. We finally see that this is really Clayface. Clayface is about to kill Batman with a giant axe hand, but the clock tolls midnight and Clayface just jumps out the window instead. He reforms on the ground, but seems to be in considerable pain. Batman throws a grenade at him because he just carries those around now. And Clayface tries to run away. Batman tells Clayface his offer to turn him human still stands. Remember this, kids. Batman offers Clayface the chance to become human. Again. Clayface says he doesn't need help and he runs away. But he's really slow and he's dripping and falling apart and just looks like a giant pile of poo.
You used to be faster, Hagen. Not to mention neater.
Batman just slowly walks next to Clayface. And his Clayface is just literally falling apart. Like his clumps of his, I don't know, well, they're not really his flesh, but clumps of him are just falling. He's leaving a trail behind, and it's really gross. Batman is almost hit by a car, and a woman tells Clayface to get in. She calls him Matthew, because if you remember, his name is Matt Hagen. We cut to a lab, and we see the woman who helped Clayface into a giant mold. And she talks to him like if he's a child for some reason.
There, there. It's gonna be all right, Matthew. I'll fix everything. Don't you worry. It'll be all right. I'll take care of you. I won't let anything happen to you.
The mold is activated, and now Clayface looks like a giant Oscar statue. I mean, he looks like a huge Academy Award. The woman puts tubes into Clayface's head, and some serum begins to pour into him, and she kisses him and tells him he will be alright. We cut to Batman analyzing a piece of Clayface in the Batcave, and Batman explains to Alfred what's happening to Clayface, and Alfred has quite a zinger in place.
Am I correct in assuming the metamorphic Mr. Hagen is back in town, sir?
Back, but not for long, I guess. It seems that Clayface is losing his integrity.
I wasn't aware that he ever had any to begin with.
I'm speaking in a physiological sense, Alfred. Based on destructive ultrasonic analysis of the sample, the molecular bonding of his clay flesh is breaking down. He's falling apart, literally.
How grotesque. Tea?
Batman figures out that Clayface must need the money he's been robbing to pay for whatever is keeping him alive, but he wonders what the woman who helped him has to gain from this. Alfred quips, perhaps, that she enjoys mud baths. Oh, Alfred. We cut to the woman that helped Clayface watching one of Matt Hagen's old movies and crying about it. The movie is about a doctor who falls in love with a patient played by Matt Hagen.
Susan! Wait! I love you, Susan. You cured more than my body. You cured my heart.
Clayface, who still looks like an Oscar statue, walks in angry and destroys the TV.
I don't know if I could stand this much longer. Trapped in this suit, surviving on chemicals. It's a nightmare! Stella! I'm sorry. I know I owe everything to you. You cured more than my body. You cured my heart.
Oh man, that is so good. Those lines he said at the end were the exact lines from the movie. Dude, this is so great. It's so well written. He does not care about this poor woman. She is totally in love with him because she fell in love with this movie character. Or just the actor in general, somebody she doesn't know, and he's just using her to survive. I mean, this is genius. We need bad guys that are just complete jerks. Not every bad guy can be this sentimental Mr. Freeze type person that you feel sorry for. This guy's a jerk. So even if he didn't have his whole tragic thing of being turned into Clayface, he's still an a-hole. So I really, really do love this. Although, it reminds me a lot of a scene from The Simpsons. In the episode A Fish Called Selma, Troy McClure proposes to Selma, which is Marge's sister, while they watch his movie, The Muppets Go Medieval. And he uses the exact same lines he used in the movie to propose to Miss Piggy. So in the movie, in The Muppets, he's a knight, he proposes to Miss Piggy. And he uses those exact same lines to propose to Selma. The episode aired in 1996, so I guess you can say, Batman did it, Batman did it. Also, that episode brought us Planet of the Apes the musical, so I can't forgive it, I guess. Anyways, back to Batman. The woman whose name we still haven't found out says she has something to show Clayface. The woman shows Clayface a tiny piece of what looks like radioactive material. She puts it into a piece of Clayface that is falling apart, and it comes back together solid. She explains that it's a new isotope called MP40, and it can cure Clayface, making him stronger, so he can permanently remain as Matt Hagen. She says the only source of it, though, is in Wayne Industries, and Clayface heads off to steal some. We cut to Alfred, who is looking through magazines and trying to find if the woman that helped Clayface has any romantic relation to Matt Hagen, but he can't find any woman Matt dated that is smart enough to be a doctor. Oh, Alfred, a woman doctor? You're hilarious. We're the Wayne Medical Wing of Ace Chemicals, where a woman scientist... It is a cartoon after all, am I right? Anyway, a woman scientist is working on something when Clayface arrives and he seeps in through a crack in the door. Clayface takes her hostage and tells her to take him to the MP40. She does, and Clayface then stealthily takes the isotope by breaking a wall. The woman scientist presses an alarm and, well, an alarm goes off. We see guards arrive, and the woman runs out yelling, "There's a monster inside!" They go in to check it out, and we see the woman leave, and she starts melting. Ha! Okay, I have to admit, they totally got me here. I seriously forgot Clayface could morph into people. So they totally got me when this woman ran past them yelling, "It's a monster," and then it turns out it's Clayface outside. Batman has arrived, and he follows Clayface, who is still transformed as the woman. She goes into a subway train, and okay, this scene is so freaking cool. It's like a Gutenberg body horror movie. We see the woman on the train, and she seems very tired. And a little girl points out that she has mud all over her. Then the woman literally starts melting and turning into some sort of weird, deformed, human-shaped monster. So it's not even like he just starts turning back into Clayface. No, he starts turning into a... like, if you've ever seen John Carpenter's The Thing, he starts, like, turning into that. Like, his neck is stretched out and his face is flattened up against the glass. And his arms are all viney and twisty. And it looks gross, but it's so cool. Everybody starts running out, and we hear one person yell, "Oh, that smell! It's horrible! I'm gonna throw up!" So now we know that Clayface also smells like poo. Clayface turns into his monster form, and he starts bragging, "That's right, run from Clayface!" Now this part is hilarious, because as soon as he finishes saying that, Batman kicks Clayface in the back, and Clayface just very slowly slides across the floor until he hits a wall. Batman and Clayface have a fight, and Batman uses a spray to start freezing Clayface. Oh, and also Clayface spews out a ice pun worthy of Mr. Freeze. Or I guess Batman's the one who did it. Clayface goes, "I got you cold, Batman." And then Batman says, "No, the other way around." And he starts spraying them with the cold spray. Mr. Freeze would be proud of that one. Clayface, before it becomes completely immobile, jumps out the window and lands on a truck bed below. He reforms again, and we see that he still has the MP40. Back in the Batcave, and Alfred still can't find any woman who Matt Hagen might have dated that was a doctor. He says the closest thing was a medical advisor for Matt Hagen's film Dark Interlude, which happened to be the movie that the woman was watching earlier in the episode. Batman has a eureka moment, and he just takes off. We cut to Clayface in the lab, which is on top of a cliff next to the ocean. Okay, this part, even as a kid, I thought this was messed up. The woman starts the process, and Clayface begins to be cured. He starts turning back into a human, and he even says, I feel like my old self again. And then the machine stops. We see Batman turned off the machine. Why? Dude, he was gonna be cured, and you stopped it. What, just because he didn't go to you first? Dude, man! Seriously, this makes Batman as much of a jerk as the guy who killed Mr. Freeze's wife. Mr. Steam or whatever the hell his name was. Dude, Mr. Boyle. Even as a kid, I thought this was horrible. Batman, I can't even defend this at all. And then Batman just starts explaining how he found them. Don't skip over it, dude. You're a jerk.
Yes. Yes. It's working. No.
Batman, no. Turn it back on.
It was so close. So close. I almost felt like Matt Hagen again. How'd you find us?
I've realized you must have used a medical consultant on some of your films. I found Dr. Bates's name in an old film log. Dr. Bates had once owned a motel, but sold it to get money for this, I expect. This was the address the bank had in its files. It's over, Hagen.
So Dr. Bates, which is the name of the woman, for some reason just charges at Batman and knocks herself out by slamming into a desk. Batman just barely steps aside and she just slams into the desk. Clayface then gets up from the table and he yells out, Stella! So now we know that her name is Dr. Estella Bates. Clayface puffs up and he breaks his Oscar statue mold. And then he does like a million movie puns. It's curtains for you, Batman. Looks like this is closing night for you. Cut! We get it. You worked in the movies. Clayface absorbs Batman into his body and he starts suffocating him in a really gruesome scene. We see Batman's body parts stick out of Clayface's body as he tries to break loose. Like if it was, okay, if you watch Nightmare on Elm Street, I forget which one of the movies it is, but there's a scene where the souls of the people that Freddy has killed are trying to escape him via his body. And you see, like, I believe it was part two, but you see the, like, faces start coming out of Freddy's chest. That's what this looks like. There's a point where you see Batman's face extend out of Clayface's body as lightning hits, and Clayface just sucks him back in. You see legs and hands trying to escape. It's really, really, it's so cool. We see Clayface bragging that he's killing Batman as Estella, who's now awake, begs him not to. Clayface says he feels Batman's heart is slowing down. Okay, dude. Clayface's head explodes. Holy crap. And this is animated beautifully, and it seriously looks like a horror movie. This feels like if you're watching The Fly or something. It's so cool. I mean, Clayface's face literally just exploded and had a human being come out of it. Batman used his grapple gun to get out of Clayface and grab onto the ceiling. Clayface tries to kill Batman but ends up trashing the lab instead, destroying all of this equipment. Clayface tackles Batman to the outside, but it's raining, and Stella warns Clayface that he is absorbing all the rain. Clayface hits Batman with what's supposed to be a knife, but it just like slushes off because Clayface is now literally melting. And Clayface then says, "This is over now." And he tackles Batman off the cliff into the ocean, so both of them fall. Batman grabs onto the side, and Clayface grabs Batman's leg. Clayface is just dripping, and Batman tells him, "Pull yourself together, Clayface." Good one there, Batman. Good time for a joke. Clayface can't, and he says, "It's curtains for me, because I was a movie star, get it?" And he just slides off. He can't hold on any longer. He just slides off, and falls into the ocean. We then get another gruesome death scene as Clayface lands in the water and disintegrates. A pocket of air bubbles rise to the surface in the shape of a man, and Clayface is dead. I always joke around about villains dying, but no, Clayface is dead. Batman climbs back up to the pier and arrest the crying woman who just saw the man she loved turn into bubbles. The end. Dude, holy crap. Batman is a jerk in this episode.
I killed Clayface, destroyed expensive medical equipment, and arrested a woman who kind of didn't do anything wrong. Yep, my work is done. I'm Batman.
I mean, dude, Clayface was about to be cured. How about you let him turn human and then arrest him, you dummy? I can't even think of words to insult him without cursing. Okay, Clayface is an actor, we get it. So there's a ton of movie references in this. Of course, Dr. Bates is a reference to Norman Bates, the protagonist of the movie Psycho. They even mention, Batman mentions how she used to own a hotel or a motel, which is just like the Bates Motel. So you got that there. Her name is Stella. So in the scene where Clayface yells, Stella! It's, of course, a reference to Marlon Brando in A Streetcar Named Desire. We got all the movie puns about how curtains cut. Oh, this is the last night. Look, I'm a giant Oscar statue. So it's pretty fun. It kind of gets ridiculous, especially at the last point with Clayface and Batman are just making jokes. Pull yourself together. Oh, it's curtains free. No, it was a pretty serious moment. Don't get silly with it. The animation in this episode is amazing. In fact, it needs to be amazing to pull off Clayface, and it is just done perfectly here. As I mentioned, it feels like watching a horror movie. It's so cool. I'm a big horror movie fan, so I as you can tell, I am really excited about this episode. Bruce Timm, the co-creator of the series, actually killed Clayface because Clayface was too expensive to animate. So as I mentioned, Clayface needs to be animated perfectly or it won't work. And therefore, they did two episodes with him and decided to kill him because it cost too much money. Well, the music in this episode is great. It gives a tense feeling of horror and it hits all the sentimental notes as well. I really like this episode. It feels different from most other episodes as it's not afraid to be gruesome. And it goes all out with the imagery of it. I mean, the scene where we see Batman's face trying to escape Clayface's body, that I think is something you wouldn't see in other cartoons. It looks very, very creepy and eerie.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
All right, everybody, it's time for the Batcave Archives. This is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 63, and it is the third episode of the second season of Batman the Animated Series. Where we rank this one. If you want to see the complete list, go to Facebook and join the group where I update the list every week. I put the pictures, I post pictures of all the title cards, so you can see those there. There's some fan art made by myself up there as well. And just be part of the group, you know, join in, have some fun. I really like this episode, as you can tell. I'm really gushing about it. And it reminds me a lot of another episode, which is the On Leather Wings with Man-Bat. It reminds me a lot of that. As I said, this reminds me a lot of horror movies, but it reminds me of the body horror, the Cronenberg body horror movies like The Fly. The On Leather Wings was more of a classic werewolf movie of a man transforming into a monster, but they both have a similar story of a person trying to become human again and breaking the law to achieve that goal. Both of these episodes, On Leather Wings and Mudslide, were made by the same studio. And both look amazing. I've ranted and raved about the scene where Man-Bat flies through the construction site with Batman hanging onto his leg. And I'll talk the same about this scene with Clayface absorbing Batman into his body and Batman trying to escape. Both are amazing. Except I have that spot in my heart of the On Leather Wings scene. Because anytime I think of great animation, I think of two scenes. There's two scenes that are very similar that I think of when I think amazing animation. That is a Man-Bat flying through the construction site, through the city, past the blimp, with Batman hanging onto him. And, believe it or not, I think of an episode of Invader Zim,
where there is a chase through the city in a pig-shaped rocket. So both of those scenes I think of when I think of amazing animation. And I think that this scene with Batman being trapped inside Clayface's body rivals that. On Leather Wings is ranked at number 25. And, geez, right below it is the episode POV, where the three cops tell different stories based on their point of view about event they had with Batman. Geez, above that, The Cat in the Claw Part 1, which is the first episode, or second episode, actually, which was a really good episode as well, really finely animated. But this episode, I believe, is better than that. Fear of Victory is right above that. That is the episode where the Scarecrow debuts, where he's fixing sports games so that he can win money. This episode, I believe, is better than that. Which leaves us to number 21 and 22, which is The Demon's Quest Part 1 and Demon's Quest Part 2, respectively. Is this episode better than that? I believe as a single episode, it is better than both of these. Not as a whole story, but the way we rank episodes here, I believe it does rank better than those. Right above number 20, we have Vendetta, the first appearance of Killer Croc. Another villain who's just a complete jerk with no redeeming parts about him. A lot like Clayface. That's a fun episode. I think this episode is better than that one, actually. At number 19, Mad as a Hatter. Our introduction to Mad Hatter, where he is just rejected by the woman he loves. So he decides to turn her into a mindless slave so she could be with him forever. No, I this episode is not better than that. I really like that Mad Hatter episode. I can relate a lot to the terms happening in there, to the things happening in there. So at our new number 20, I will rank Mudslide. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I've been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are...
Help, the human's about to escape.
Get your paws off me, you dirty ape!
He can talk.
He can talk, 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 he can talk!
I can sing!
Ooh, help me, Dr. Zaius!
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Oh, Dr. Zaius!
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius!
What's wrong with me?
I think you're crazy.
Want a second opinion?
You're all so lazy.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Oh, Dr. Zaius!
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius!
Can I play the piano anymore?
Of course you can!
Well, I couldn't before.
This play has everything.
Oh, I love legitimate theater.
I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee to chimpanzee. No, you'll never make a monkey out of me. Oh my God, I was wrong. It was Earth all along. You finally made a monkey.
Yes, we finally made a monkey.
Yes, you finally.